it at the Holocaust Museum here in New York, and then I did it at the Washington, D.C. Holocaust.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
And that was really incredible, because after I did it, they said, come upstairs, I have something to show you. Upstairs, they had a film that had one of the characters in the book in it, a Dr. Katz, who he sort of knuckled under, and he did what the Nazis wanted him to do. And one of the things that he did was he examined Jews who were told they were not going to a camp, they were going to a work program. And he examined them. He had to examine them. So the Nazis did several films, documentaries, showing how well they treated, you know. So she showed me the film. As I'm watching the film, there's a character that goes from this book to this book, I mean the second book, and is very meticulously described, as he always did. He always described people so you really saw them.
Okay.
And particularly this woman, because she was very nervous, and you know, she was always worried about her possessions, whatever they were, especially her fur coat and stuff. So I knew her. I mean, I really felt I knew this person. So, I mean, if I had met her in the street, I would have recognized her. So, suddenly in the film, there's a sequence where the people, they finish their day's work, and they come out of the little factory, and their shoes are there, and they change from their wooden clogs back into their regular street shoes. And I see this woman come out, and I say, my Jesus, that is her. And
you knew.
I knew right away that was her. I didn't, you know, you couldn't. I mean, I had such a vivid three-dimensional picture of her by the time, you know, I saw that film. And sure enough, they showed her luggage with her name painted on the luggage, because she was so worried that it would get lost and that her only possessions, you know, would disappear. It was really, you know, I kept meeting people, by the way. In England, I met relatives who were mentioned in the book, and the sons and daughters of those relatives.
Wow.
And two women who were survivors, they sat in the front row, and they had on sort of strange clothes, and they were sitting like that, watching. And right away I said to myself, German, must be German. And sure enough, after the show, they were in the lobby, and they said, I never thought you would put the bombing of Dresden on the stage, but you did it. You know, because it is one of the most incredible descriptions of a disaster. The detail, you know.